Slacker and Steve on demand.
You date a lot of single moms.
I do.
Has anybody ever walked in on you?
They have.
Shut up! No!
They did.
Not even your own kid.
I know. Awkward.
What do you say?
She bolted out of bed and immediately took care of. We were on her turf, so.
Well, I would hope.
Yeah.
For kids walking.
Hey, I followed your car, Mom. The trough of Skittles you left on the floor wasn't enough.
What are you? Oh God!
I know. So she bolted up and then had a
up. Was she naked?
Well, she grabbed the blanket. Yeah, she was. And then so he was at the foot of the bed, all confused, and so she had to go be mom moment for like 5-10 minutes and get him back to sleep. I know.
And by that point, your mood was
I'm done.
Shot.
I left without saying
you
it.
Did you leave a 20 on the pillow? Hey. At least? Your money's on the pillowcase. Thanks for nothing.
How about you?
No.
What do you mean, no? Nope. Your kids are busting you guys doing wrong all the time. Yeah. Uh-uh. You ever get caught like you're like.
My kids have caught me hiding food.
That's what I was going to ask. Like binge eating or something.
Yep. Well, because I will hide different foods. It's a lot of times I'm just hiding it from them so they can have it later.
Oh, it's their favorite foods and you're hiding it. Okay.
So that they, like, because if I don't hide it from them, they'll have one with me. Then they get, the nanny picks them up from school. It's like, well, I haven't had this in forever. And I come home. It's like, and my wife gets home before I do. It's like, oh, I heard dad bought these. Like a box of their favorite, like, Kashi bars. I know it sounds healthy, but it's not that healthy. They'll fire down a box in a day.
Oh, so you have to hide.
Yes. Wait, they caught me.
Wait, so the reason why you don't buy your kids food, because they'll just eat it up. That's kind of what I do.
Yeah, yes, Steve. Like, I'll buy them the Eggo French toast sticks.
Oh, you're a good dad.
But you can't have them all at once. That's like a treat then. So, like, for breakfast, you have to... Are we really here now?
I'm sorry. We can get out of here.
No. You have to have some fruit.
Okay, yeah.
And a yogurt. And some sort of meat, either bacon or the turkey sausage. I make either. Mm. And then... You may have an Eggo thing, but otherwise.
Oh, you use food as a reward, as a treat. Okay. No, I'm just surprised.
Are you almost done?
Okay, I'll shut up.
How many kids have you raised?
None. That's what makes me.
How many kids have you traumatized?
All, but that's
right.
What makes you.
So you don't get to judge what I do with my kids.
I was just curious. Anyway, so they walked in on you binge eating.
Not binge eating, just they figured out where they caught me hiding this stuff.
Oh, so it's in your closet. They could have just asked me. I would have told them.
No, that's not where it's at.
It used to be in your closet.
It was in my hamper in my closet.
But now he's going to have to move it after
because
this.
Because I would literally go in there and eat some of it, and then my wife caught me in there.
Oh.
And she used the phrase, you're a closet eater, and I couldn't deny it.
Well, you
because I was in a closet. Eating. So I was 0-2 and I had no.
And then you switched your hiding spot to the hamper.
That's where
you put all on the bottom of that. You pull all the dirty towels and stuff.
I don't put towels in the hamper.
Oh, you just put food. You know it's allowed to put towels.
It's a food purr. Not a hamper.
That's actually a clever marketing tool there.
You're welcome.
Yay.
But back to the other. So what we want is your kids caught you. Doing something
like relations or cheating or
it could have been it could have been anything, but some of the stories we have in fact all of the stories we have of kids catching you or kids walking in like your Ooh. Girl's kid walked in on
whoops
do you know what she told them when they
to comfort them and stuff
or what did she say you two were doing?
I don't recall. It was, I know she wouldn't lie to her kids like the rest of you parents.
Shut
I think
up.
She,
you have to lie. If
no, I think she tried to explain. Took that moment to explain life.
You say something about we were wrestling?
No, because
we
you weren't.
We were in a tickle fight?
Those are lies. You weren't tickle fighting.
We were kind of tickling.
No.
Sometimes it tickles.
There wasn't a fight.
So,
in other words, you're telling your kids this is how you guys fight.
You're right,
you?
Steve. You're right, Steve. Oh, little Julie. I know you're four, but let me... Pull out my fallopian tube diagram, turn on the overhead projector. Here's what happens when a man loves a woman.
Well, if that's how I got the talk, man, that would be actually pretty good.
Michael Bolton, come on in here.
Gather around, kids.
I just want everybody to know, I just handed everybody a $1 billion business idea.
You did, actually.
If you think you're getting close to having to have the talk, we will drop off an overhead projector and Michael Bolton, and it will just be like, Mom, Dad, can you tell me about...
Can you make that man stop?
Yeah. Yeah, don't ask me any more questions then. Let's see. There's tickling each other. Some of the excuses. We're just moving around in the bed.
Oh, these are lies. Not really excuses. Yeah.
Who was telling us like somebody, one of his friends got caught and the kid thought dad was hurting mom?
Yeah.
So jumped up and attacked him.
Yes. Like tried to fend him off mom.
He's like, you're holding mom down and she clearly can't breathe because she's making that weird panting sound.
Oh, that's hot.
Yeah. Nothing's a bigger mood killer than your kid jumping on your back. I'm sure there are other bigger ones. But at this particular moment.
It's in the lead.
it's not even, there's not even a neck and neck. It's just like, what's on your back? Timmy.
Put on some weight there, huh, Timmy?
Yeah, boy.
Making it harder for
us. So we want to know when your kids caught you. There's one more story that I have. Like, I don't know if we got this from Reddit or wherever, but like this couple went to like Palm Springs and they did the smart thing. They got the suite with the like door so they could go in the adjoining room.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Plopped in a DVD and set the kids down and went, you guys watch this. We're going to go tickle slash wrestle slash whatever.
We're going to lie to you and go do something.
So they went in the other room and vacation relations are like, they're just always better. They just are. I don't know why. They're just better.
Because you know, you're not responsible for anything in this room. You just do whatever.
I think that's probably what it is. It's like, I don't care what happened here before or what's happening here tomorrow. I know what's happening here right now.
It turned our bodies into an amusement park.
Yeah. So they're in the middle of it. And apparently one of their kids came in to get something and watched them for a little bit and they didn't know it. So that kid left, went back and told his brother, you got to go in and see what they're doing. So then the other brother went in. They watched him through the end and went back out. Mom and dad never knew they saw him. So when they came back out, I'm like, hey, how's your movie? They're like, the one kid literally says, I don't think I'm ever going to be able to get that image out of my mind. These kids were 8 and 10 at the time. And they're scarred
forever
from catching their parents. Because why can't mommy breathe right? This is going to be awkward, but let's keep going.
Okay.
If you got caught or you were a kid and you did the catching, we want to hear caught by kids stories. Anne?
Yay.
Caught by kids.
So I actually got put in timeout for like 10 minutes or something with my little sister who's 3 years younger than me. And we were like, okay, we're supposed to be here for 10 minutes. It feels like we've been here for 2 hours. Well, I was like, I'm just going to sneak out and see what dad is doing. And so I opened the door to my dad's bedroom and he was having some special alone time on the phone with his ex-wife.
Oh, there was one hand
on
the phone.
And he only allotted himself 10 minutes, huh?
Yeah.
But, yeah, put the kids in a 10-minute timeout, so let's get this done.
Yeah, chop.
Really awkward. You walked in, he was mid alone time?
Yeah.
And did you freeze? Because a lot of times when you see things, you're like, you want to run, but you're just like, it's like the deer in headlights where you're like, oh no.
Yeah. I
can't stop staring. Yeah.
I kind of like froze and then turned around and ran out because I thought I was going to get in a lot of trouble.
I think 10 minutes is up, Dad.
What are you doing?
Just saying.
My older sisters. It was really awkward. I was like,
You're not going to unsee that. Thank you, Ann. Jesse?
Yay.
Caught by kids.
All right. So I caught my parents. So I went into their bedroom one day when I was probably about 7 or 8 years old because I had a nightmare. And I wanted to sleep in their bed. And they were doing relations, right?
Mm-hmm.
So they agreed to let me sleep in the bed, right?
While they were like, just find a slot in here. So no, that's terrible. Let's move over to that side.
Yep. Basically, they pushed me to one side, and they were still messing with each other while I was sleeping.
Why?
Shut up! They did not.
They did, and I still remember it till this day.
Do they know that you know?
Nope, they have no clue.
You have to talk to them about that. That's just, oh,
I don't know how to feel about that.
I do. I know. It's bad. That's
divorced.
But she had nightmares.
I don't care. Then you got to wrap it up. You got to be like, we're done for the, you don't bring your, oh God.
But the
dude.
Nightmares for Jesse were over. So it's like, no, nothing, you know.
But she got a brand new nightmare out of it. Of
I didn't know what it was until about a couple years later, granted.
Wow, that is hard.
But when the reality hits you.
Yeah, that's difficult.
Thank you.
Oh yeah, the reality hit me hard.
Okay. Thank you, Jesse. Because I've known people who like do it on, like when their friend is on the same bed with them, you know, or whatever. Like when you're sharing a hotel room, I think that's disgusting. But let alone having your own kids,
your child.
That's Samantha.
Yai.
Caught by kids.
So this actually just happened a few weeks ago.
Oh boy.
Me and my fiance were, I don't know how to word it, getting busy.
Having relations.
Yep, and he's like, we get done. He's like, oh, let's go for round two. Next thing we know, in the middle of doing it, we hear my teenage daughter's best friend cuss. Next thing we know, we look up, and it's my teenage daughter, her best friend, and her boyfriend.
All, like, standing
in the room taking notes?
Okay.
Oh, and we were both completely naked, and my fiancé is not small. He's 6'6". So it was hard to hide.
What the heck?
And what?
So they just all just hung out, or
you
what?
Can't scream get out to a teenager. They're not going to just leave. You're just
no. So he covered his man parts. I tried to cover everything I could, and we booked it to one of the bathrooms, thinking, okay, well, what do we do now? We were so embarrassed. Needless to say, we have not talked about it since. But my daughter has blackmailed me a few times with it.
Oh, man.
I'm going to need a little extra cash this month, Mom, or else the whole incident comes out. Wow. 6'6 guy being able to cover himself up. That's
and go for round two. That's
not Steve's concentrating on the different part of the story than I am. Thank you, Samantha. Shelly.
Yeah.
Caught by kids.
Yes. I was 8 years old, and my dad was out of town, and my brother and I went to, it was my birthday, my 8th birthday, and my brother and I went to the store to get some candy for my birthday, and upon arriving home, we walked in on my mom and my Manny going to town.
Oh, whoa, what?
What do they do in town?
Okay.
stuff on the sofa.
Man.
So he was way younger than your mom.
Yes, yeah, he was, but they didn't see us. They didn't hear us or anything, so my brother was a pyromaniac at the time, and we had a trash can on our front porch, and he set the trash can on fire, and we had this huge fire on our front porch because he was mad that...
That the Manny was
happening.
Getting in on your mom.
Yeah. Okay.
Taking her to town, as it were.
Okay.
Okay. Is he okay now? Is he in jail for arson?
Well.
I actually don't know where he is right now.
Yeah.
But I got to know this. Did you tell your dad about the affair?
Of course I told my dad.
Oh.
They were very shortly after that divorce.
Oh, wow. And you were 8 or 9?
That's
tough.
That's sad, but kind of hot.
Okay. Slacker and Steve.